Good morning, everyone. This morning we're on Path to Shiva, Lesson 18, What is our Affirmation of Faith? God Shiva is immanent love and transcendent reality. That is our affirmation in English. It summarizes the beliefs and doctrines of the Saivite Hindu religion. Immanent means present throughout. Transcendent means beyond. By repeating this affirmation, we assert that God is both manifest and unmanifest. He is present throughout the world, and he also transcends it. His personal divine love and impersonal reality. We repeat, God Shiva is immanent love and transcendent reality when going to sleep and again while awakening. This statement brings us close to Shiva and prepares us for the day. In Tamil, it is Anbe Shiva Mayam Satyame Parashivam. In the Sanskrit language, it is Premaiva Shiva Maya Satyam Eva Parashiva. We can use it like a mantra and recite it 108 times. We can write it down 108 or 1008 times as a sadhana. Repeating this affirmation, we impress our mind with the ultimate truths of our religion so that these memories give us strength in times of distress, worldliness, or anxiety. It reminds us that God's immanent love protects and guides us. Through the day, it lifts our mind into useful thoughts and keeps us from harm's way. Reciting this affirmation draws us into Shiva consciousness. Other religions also have affirmations of faith. For example, Christians have the Apostles' Creed and Muslims have the Shahada. Followers treasure their affirmations, repeating them often individually or as a group. Very nice. We can approach the affirmation of faith, just as we approach Saiva Siddhanta as theism, as monism, or as monistic theism, the normal idea of love in religion is theistic. God loves you, or you love God. That's a theistic statement. And I guess it was a couple of years ago, the Vedanta Kesari, they were doing a special issue on bhakti, and so they wrote to us that Vedanta Kesari is Ramakrishna Mission, Chennai. It's their English publication. They also have a Tamil publication. So we know the editors, and they asked us to submit an article on devotion and Tamil Saivism. So we did that. And an interesting point that was made in the article is, you know, when you think of Vedanta, you think of Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Raja Yoga, and Jnana Yoga. Devotion is Bhakti Yoga, or one of the four. Whereas in Saiva Siddhanta, you have Charya Kriya Yoga and Jnana, and devotion is present in each of the four. So it's a difference that the article points out, that there is no path in Saiva Siddhanta that's without devotion. It just comes in a different form, and one of the ways we express that is as the relationship of the soul to God. So that's called the marga. So we have dasa marga. We start as a servant. The soul feels God's really far away, just like a servant in a big house, but God is present in the house. And then we have child to parent, getting closer. Then we have friends. And then we have lover and beloved, which is also, in a monistic sense, it also means a oneness or a sameness. So we're getting closer and closer to God in our relationship. Tirumantaram has a verse that we quote in the Dancing with Shiva Sutra on affirmation of faith. The ignorant prate that love and Shiva are two. They do not know that love alone is Shiva. When men know that love and Shiva are the same, love as Shiva they ever remain. So that's getting a bit more monistic. They're remaining as love as Shiva. I have an even clearer statement from Yogaswami on that, which is how the article ends. He's writing a letter to a young man who is Yogendra Durai Swami. I am with you and you are with me. There is no distance between us. I am you. You are I. What is there to fear? Look, I exist as you. Then what must you do? You must love whom? Everyone. To speak more clearly, your very nature is love. Not only you, but all are pervaded by love. But there is no all, for you alone exist. All are you. That's as monistic as you can get, right? You alone exist. And you are love. So love alone exists, which is Shiva, but which is also you. In other words, we can look at the affirmation of faith as we were talking about the two-syllabled panchakshara, Shiva, and then we did Shivaya, three syllables. When we think of Shiva and apply it, she is the transcendent absolute. Va is Satchitananda, or here it's described as eminent love, and Ya is the primal soul. Or we can apply it to ourself, in which case the first two are the same. She is the transcendent reality of us. Va is our eminence. And Ya is our soul, which is not as mature as Shiva's soul. So the Ya is different, but the She and the Va are the same. So likewise, though the lesson is just talking about Shiva, on Be Shivamayam Satyame Parashivam, as qualities of Shiva, we can also think of those as qualities of our own soul. We can turn it both ways. So I am transcendent reality and eminent love. That would be the other way of thinking about it. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.